This chazar is echnish b'chet v'shag b'mishnu b'sechus v'achem daf ayin beis. Fact Gemara, why does our mishnah have to teach that the usher animal makes the entire mixture usher even for private use? Another mishnah already teaches that yayin nesech and avoy dezara are usher and make an entire mixture usher even if present in a minute amount. And for the Gemara, if we only had that mishnah, we would have thought that it becomes usher for individual use, private use. But for hegdish, it should not be usher and thereby cause a loss to hegdish. And if we only had our mishnah, we would think to say that it only is not bottle where the usher item is mixed with kadoshim, because it's considered to be disgusting for kadoshim to have this mixture in it. However, when the mixture is with chulin, we would have thought to say that the usher item does become bottle. In fact, Gemara, why don't we say that the usher animal becomes bottle in the majority of the mutter animals? If you're going to say it's because they're chashiv and therefore they don't become bottle, that only works according to the view that something which is typically sold by count does not become bottle, which is the way Rish Lakish explains the view of our Meir and the Mishnah. But according to the view that only things that are always counted, sold by count, don't become bottle, which is the way Rabbi Yechon explains the view of our Meir and the Mishnah, why wouldn't the animals become bottle? Because over here, animals are not always sold by count. And for tomorrow, Papa said the Tana of the Mishnah who holds that animals do not become bottle is the Tana of a Braisa regarding a litra of dried figs, who says that if something is even sometimes sold by number, it does not become bottle even the Rabbanon, and certainly will not become bottle the Araisa.